What? What do you think you're doing?
What?
I'm reading A Christmas Carol. That's...
Wow, since when did you learn to read?
Oh, don't start with me.
Whoa, then don't start with me. We were supposed to visit my parents in Mineola. But no, we have to have a Christmas party for your friends.
My friends?
Yes, your friends.
What about your friends?
I don't have any friends.
You're right. You're right. Because you don't know how to make friends.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight with you. I'll wear a Santa and a sleigh and tell her why is it always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas. Tucked in their beds, sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Stumble by, it's so exciting, baby. I love you, and you love me, and that's the way it's got to be. I knew it from the start, cause Christmas ain't the time for breaking each other's heart. Wear a Santa and in a sleigh, and tell me why is it always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are talking their bits. Sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, so exciting, baby.
Honey, I'm so sorry. We shouldn't fight like this on Christmas.
I know. What a
Are
stupid
you okay?
thing. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm fine.
Oh, I love you so much.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just listened to the Ramones there from the 1989 album Brain Drain. We heard I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And great song. So this will be my last show for, I guess, 4 weeks because I'll be away over Christmas. Today is already the 15th, and I do my show every second week. So every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. I can't believe we're so close to the end. So close to the end of the year. So my show today is just going to be... I don't know, a bunch of different holiday songs. Maybe I'll throw a Hanukkah song in. But I have a lot of Christmas songs planned for us. Interspersed with just, I don't know, songs I just like. I've had a super, super busy week. I feel like every single time I come into the station, that's all I do, is I whine about my workload. Yeah, now I can hear myself better. But it's crazy. My work, I'm a teacher, I'm a high school teacher, and it's just been like nuts trying to keep up. This is a semester where I have no prep blocks, meaning I have no spares. So I'm just like literally running by the seat of my pants, you know? Yeah, and one of these computers is not working, but the lovely Jordy, did I call you Jordy? is here helping the station manager, of course. And yeah, sorry, my brain just stopped working for a second there. It's been so crazy. This morning, my son, who's 13, he's in grade 8, and he is not waking up. I cannot get him up to get out of bed and go to school, right? We have something called school. So I have to drive my kids to the other side of town where they go to school, East Van, and then I have to come back to East Van, regular East Central Van, where I teach, which is close to where I live. And this morning I was so frustrated, and I think he was up all night playing video games. I don't know. I was so, so mad, and I'm like, you're not gonna make me work like late for work, that I did it. I said goodbye. Like, I gotta leave. So my daughter and I get in the car and I took off. I couldn't believe it. At which point I pulled up to the corner, like right in front of my house as I pulled my car around, trying to get into traffic, and he ran out. He actually made it. And so that's how my day started. That's what's going on. Now the mouse on this one computer doesn't work. So I don't know. We'll see how tonight goes. Serenity now. But I will say this much. Tomorrow starts some of the parties, right? You know, the Christmas parties, Hanukkah parties, whatever you want to call it. Winter parties. Because Friday's the last day before the break. And so I've got lined up some movies. So in my grade 10 class, we've been studying the Cold War, which is my favorite. I love the Cold War. So interesting. Because the grade 10, I'm just talking a lot because my cursor is not working and I'm just going to talk to you all. The grade 10 curriculum runs like all throughout the 1900s and Canada's role in all these world events. And so I think I'm going to show my class. So we just finished the Cold War. I'm going to show them Three Kings, which is about the Gulf War, the Persian Gulf War. So the unit went just past 89 and the end of the Cold War into 91, you know, the breakup of the Soviet Union and into the Gulf War. So I think that should be good. It's got like Marky Mark. You can't go wrong. Marky Mark and Ice Cube, George Clooney. And I kind of want to watch it. So I was either going to show them Spies Like Us, Three Kings, or Forrest Gump. But, all right, executive decision made. My cursor does not work. So, let me continue. Let's see what we have. On my list of things to do, which includes songs to play, I've got my little, this is how I do my show, in case you're ever curious. I've got my notes in my phone, and as the week goes on, or weeks leading up to my show, I just put in songs, and I'm like, oh, I think that's good. So we're going to be listening to some, some like indie rock Christmas songs. We're going to hear something from the Shins. The song is called Wonderful Christmas. Let me get that up. I have only one computer working. And so let's head on over to this. Let me tell you what you can find this on. It's from 2012. From the Shins' album, Holidays Rule. And let's take a listen to this. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is the Shins.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
Christmas. Merry Christmas, couldn't miss this one this year.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is my song of the year. I'm calling it for sure. It's Binky with the song Clay Pigeon from the killer album Motor Function. Yeah, there you go. That is so good. Before that, we heard The Waitresses with the song Christmas Wrapping. And that is a single. Now, if you don't know anything about The Waitresses, they have some sort of like, I don't know, a very distinctive sound. And you might know that the song I Know What Boys Like, which is very sort of classic from, I don't know, like what, the early 80s, I guess? Now, they are actually from, of all places, Akron, Ohio. Yeah. And the song we heard is Christmas Wrapping, which is, I believe it's a single. Oh my God. Now my cursor's not working on the right computer. Oh no, 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 no. We've got a couple computers here in the station, and on the left-hand side computer, the cursor is not working. Well, it moves, but it's like a ghost cursor, which is kind of useless. And then on the right-hand computer now, it's sort of on the blitz, on the blink, on the blitz. I'm looking at Binky as I'm saying that. Binky. By the way, the band Bink, the guy Binky, it's spelled B-I-N-K-I. All right, but back to what was I going on about? Oh, yeah, The Waitresses. Okay, hold on. Yeah, they were, again, in effect, like late 70s, early 80s. What else can I tell you about them? From Ohio. And that's kind of about it. I know that I like them. I think that they're really awesome, and I should listen to more Waitresses. Oh, I did not know this. The Waitresses recorded the theme song to the television program Square Pegs. Is anybody here old enough to remember the show Square Pegs? Square Pegs. Square Pegs. Oh my God, I should play that song. I used to watch that show when I was like in sort of grade six. Yeah. And you know who it starred? Sarah Jessica Parker, of all people. I remember when Sarah Jessica Parker was like a teen. And pretty crazy. There you go. Ooh, I should play that song for us. Why don't I play it? Yeah, I'll do that right now. actually, well, what I have on deck right now is Christmas Time and Hollis Greens. Like my favorite probably ever Christmas song by anybody. And that's Run-DMC. Run-DMC. It's a classic from 1987. So perfect. But maybe I'll see if I can get, if this cursor is working well enough. Oh my God, it's acting so weird. Okay, let's see if I could play the song Square Pegs by The Waitresses, because it's so good. Oh my God, I'm just playing whatever I want because I don't care. And I'm so busy and I'm so stressed out. But always when I come here, usually I come here in a flurry and I'm just like, ah. Because, you know, living in East Van and coming out to UBC is like kind of a haul. There's no freeways in the city and it's just like surface traffic, like takes forever. But then when I get here, I'm always like, I feel good. And it's ah! What was that? There's a fire alarm going off here in the station. What the? What? Do I need to get out? Oh my God. Okay, that's really weird. I think I need to leave. Are other people in the student union building leaving? I don't smell smoke. Hold on. I do believe I need to leave. Is the student union building on fire? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to play some Square Pegs just for now because why not? And then see what I can find out if we're going to survive. Is this just a drill? I hope so. Okay. Oh, what was that? Just give me a sec here, folks. Why is that music happening? Okay, let me play this. All right. Okay, this is Square Pegs by The Waitresses. And again, the theme song from, well, the TV show in the early 80s called Square Pegs, starring Sarah Jessica Parker.
Loved ones, it's your boy, the one and only, yeah, and what I'm gonna do for y'all right now, I'm finna give y'all a very special Christmas, yeah, brought along a couple of my friends to make it funky for you, yeah, oh, this beat right here, I did it about 5 minutes ago. I had to do it. Yeah. It's Christmas time in the city, y'all. Yeah. It's Christmas time in the city, y'all. Brought to you by Big Snoop Dogg. It's Christmas time in the city, where the folks get nutty and they agree. It's Christmas time in the city, where the folks get nutty and gritty. Yeah, what it do? I guess I'm the hip-hop Santa Claus, bearing gifts, sliding through the sky, yeah. But I don't have no reindeers. I got two blue-nosed pit bulls to guide me through the night. Yeah. A very special Snoop Dogg Christmas. Oh boy. So get your Landy and get your eggnog. Yeah. It's all hood, y'all. Nuh-uh. I want y'all just to groove to this right here. But you know, most Christmas CDs be just like, you know, slow music. Can't really get your groove on. I'm gonna let you groove on this one right here, though. Come on, yeah.
Little Lep, where have you been?
Naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oh, the naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice.
Yo, man, let's go eat, man. I'm hungry. Starving.
Come on, man.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and there is this like crazy ass fire alarm going off, which is telling me I should go. yeah, so it's been a slice. It's 7:08. But before I, no, I'm not going to even talk because this is way too loud. It's probably driving you guys nuts. I'm going to leave us with one song. What do I have for us? Oh yeah, Flaming Lips. I've got a Christmas song by the Flaming Lips. Flaming Lips out of Oklahoma. To say goodbye with. This is from the album Ego Tripping. At the Gates of Hell, released back in 03. And I will be back in 4 weeks. What day is that? I don't know. 4 weeks from today. Because I can't do this anymore. There could actually be a fire. And even if there isn't, this fire alarm is nuts. All right. So, yeah. It's been awesome. Okay, hold on. Boy. Oh, we don't need that. Okay, hold on. And my cursor is not even really working, so it's just been a crazy ass night. All right, as I mentioned, this is the Flaming Lips. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I will see you all in 4 weeks. In the meantime, have yourselves a merry little Christmas and a happy new year. And enjoy this song, A Change at Christmas, Say It Isn't So.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather.